The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy,
and forever you are God.
And forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Hallelujah.
And forever you are God.
Papa mo wa iyan logo. O je kaye te wa more. Jesus, awa iyan logo. O je kaye te wa more. Father, we bless you. Lift your hands. Come on. Give the Lord praise from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. And we bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. All right. As I round up, I'm still going to lead us to worship God just for some minutes. But for the sake of brevity of time, they have given me restricted time. This morning, you have to be strong to pull something up for me to still preach this morning. My wife is a force. And, I am equally a force. Hence, the reason why I'm here. I won the battle. Hallelujah. Wow. Give the Lord a big, big, big hand. Thank you. Please be seated. So, we have to check God's word. Is that okay? So I have 15 minutes. Oh. I don't know what you actually mean, but I have many minutes. 15. This is 10:18. Father, help me. So today is World Sexual Purity Day. And I believe it's a good time to have something in that area. Okay. Please follow me. Okay. Let's read. Let me show you a couple of scriptures then. 1 Corinthians, please. We're going to read 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read just few verses, then we also check what Titus have to say. Is that okay now? Are you with me? 1 Corinthians, chapter number 5. 1 Corinthians 5. So I'm going to read verse 1. Said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication amongst you. So, the word fornication is the word that is used to describe sexual, I don't use the word misconduct, alright, between two individuals that are not legally married. Is that okay now? If two people are not married and they're having sex, it is not called enjoyment. It's called what? Fornication. Is that okay now? Good. It's called what? Fornication. But Jesus came and raised the bar. Alright? And he said, listen, fornication is not necessarily when a man, alright, locks himself up with a woman. The moment you look at a woman lustfully in your heart. Alright? Meaning that even if you look at a girl and you say, ah, God, when? Alright? We need to investigate that when. Are you saying, when will I win her soul? When will I disciple her? Do you get what I'm saying now? Alright. So, look at that. He said, we are hearing the report that there is fornication amongst you. Such fornication that is not named amongst Gentiles. Alright, there's a reason why this scripture is the scripture I'm showing you. He said, this kind should not be named among Gentiles. So, the young man who was involved here, or the guy is involved, had stepped up. So, they were committing the sin of Reuben. He said that one should have his father's wife. Have you seen two people who are in a relationship using the word, I can't wait to have you? As if the guy is paracetamol or Panadol. I can't wait. Ah, can't wait. Somebody say, ah. Say it again, ah. I can't wait. Can't wait. I want to show you something. And I wrap up with what Timothy and what Solomon had to say. Alright. Go with me to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians 5. I'm going to start the reading. I'm going to have quite some lengthy reading. Not too lengthy. Let's start from verse 19. Galatians 5:19. I also want to show you a scripture in Romans 1. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. What's the first one? Adultery. What's the second one? Fornication. What's the third? Uncleanliness. Just mark those three. Alright? Adultery, fornication, and what? Uncleanness. What are those three? Adultery, fornication, and what? Uncleanness. Actually, if you look at the order of the occurrence, they actually function in the reverse mode. That is, The foundation for adultery is not even fornication. The foundation for adultery is uncleanliness. You know someone who will be an adulterer from when the fellow is a single, not when the fellow, you don't know an adulterer when the fellow is now married. You can predict a polygamous man from his singlehood. You can predict an adulterer from the singlehood. Meaning that the moment uncleanliness lays foundation, the next step on that ladder is fornication. The moment that comes in, the next step is what? Adultery. So I tell ladies, if a man cheats on God with you, he will cheat on you with someone else. Alright, so what does it mean to be unclean? None of you are aware that there are categories of demons. Alright, there are unclean spirits. Talk to me now. Talk to me. You know about them? Alright, there are spirits of infirmity. Their unclean spirits are responsible for, alright, uncleanness. For instance, masturbation is an unclean heart. It's an unclean heart. Let me share something with you. We're serving. Akure, I should not have mentioned the place, but we're serving. I was the prayer of the family house. So my duty on Wednesdays, ring tambourine, it's time for prayer. Early in the morning, ring tambourine, time for prayer. People don't like me because when you hear that sound, you know it's Pastor Lazarus. Hey, so that afternoon, I had a very stressful day for my PPA, but I still had to do what I had to do.
So I was ringing tambourine, pum 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 pum. Come out, everybody, it's time for prayer. Then I came out of the kitchen and I met this girl. Somebody say this girl. She's the lightest girl in the family house. She's as bright as the noonday sun. Yellow. And I kid you not. Wait, is there a guy here who is wearing a shirt? Please stand. If you are wearing a shirt, you didn't talk him. Another stand up. Come. The gown the girl was wearing was without bending and all that. The gown shouldn't pass here. And as I came out, time for prayer. I just met her bend down, washing plate. I just came out. Time for prayer. I did not go out to call anybody for prayer again. Do you get what I'm saying? If you want to come, come. If you don't, if I should go, she's still there. If I'm coming back, she's still going to be there. You should not see that one twice. Just see once and go and talk to him. You need detoxification. Detoxify your mind. Because you can never predict what you can do or what you can't do. Do you get what I'm saying? Everybody, the flesh doesn't die. It is only suppressed by the rising of the spirit. If you see things that will give it yeast growth, it will show you that it is there. You will not believe what you are capable of. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't say me, I'm a mighty man. We don't fall for this kind. It starts with uncleanliness. I have 5 more minutes. On what? Uncleanness. And you know, one very serious thing about the devil is that he always wants more. Do you get what I'm saying? I shared a story with you of a time I was in Lagos. I forgot what I went to do. And you know, I can be very, very funny sometimes. The guy was sweating and met me. Say, guy, how far? I say, I do. Say, I mean, you know where babes, they chill for this area. I said, you mean say babes? Yeah, yes. I said, come. See, if you walk out that side, you'll see some babe where they did there. I said, they did there. They didn't know what I was talking about. So he went. Say, thank you, bro. Thank you, my G. I said, well. So he went. I was actually, where I pointed him to was a market square. Some women were selling pepper there. So he came back. He came back after a few minutes. And I was still there. Myself and the fellow were looking for boss. And I said, guy, how far now? I mean, where babes, they chill. I said, which babe? You know, see some babes for a day there. I said, I mean, babes. It was still there. I mean, babes. And he was sweating. He had some chemicals he had mixed in his bottle. He was drinking them. Coke and some other things. You know. So, that one now told me that he was looking for where. He was looking for a brothel. Where prostitutes. Now, tell me. How many of you have seen people who rise up to kill? Something pumped them. Uncleanness is a fuel. It will pump a man. Listen to me. And that's why when we are counseling people, marriage counseling, we don't, listen to me, we bless God for people's lives. We bless God for virginity and all those things, but listen to me, it is not the final thing. You can be an unclean virgin, and you can be a pure, somebody who had made mistakes before, but is now pure, and have avoided all those things in Christ. Amen is not a qualification for heaven, but it's good. You get what I'm saying now? You can be an unclean, a professional, expert, a tutor, a lecturer, an experiential experience, but yet uncleanness. Let me say this to you. If there's anything I found out early in life, is that one very simple way to be small is to keep playing with sexual sins. That's the root of poverty that goes beyond a generation. Sexual sin. Why? The moment a fellow gets hooked on sexual sin, you can't think well again. It is invasive. It clogs everything called thinking. Why did I say I was spending? two more minutes. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me read one scripture. Then I leave. Proverbs chapter 5. You can go back, my friend. I will read this scripture. As believers, we have more responsibility to demonstrate the life that we have received in Christ. Proverbs 5. Now, let's start from verse 1. I want us to be upstanding as we read the scripture. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Read verse 2. I read verse 3, read verse 4. Now, for the lips of a strange woman drops as honeycomb. Her mouth is smoother than oil. 4. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Hear me now, therefore, ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Lest thou give thy honor to others and thy ears to prayer. And thou shalt mourn at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Water out of your own cistern and running water out of your well. Now hear me. Until you are married, you have no business with this kind of water. Is that okay now? I have never seen anybody who truly rise, who truly succeed with sexual sins. It rubbishes families, makes children fatherless, makes women miserable, makes men nonentity. Bathsheba saw David and said, "Oh David, oh King David, thank you for calling me." But when the king had carnal knowledge of her, she removed the kingship and said, "Oh David, don't give your honor to others." Lift your hands and say this vow. I pledge. Come on, say it better. Say it again, I pledge to devote myself and my body as a temple to the Lord, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. I will not join myself with uncleanness, with dirtiness, with immorality. This is my pledge. It will come to pass by the grace of the Lord that is at work in me. Glory to Jesus. Give the Lord a big, big hand. Thank you.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.